Grandpa Kotcher and Yastuvo in the studio. That Vibes Live theme song, you feel me? Orale, that's right. I got my pants way high and my hat real low. Turn on your internet. Vibes Live, what you get?
Chillin' with Robin Lynn.
She's about to make you win.
Call you out and bring you in.
Chillin' with the Mexican.
Orale,
Yastuvo and Grandpa Kotcher.
273 Records Incorporated. Young Boss, Young Major, you know we made it. Ike Ellis, BK, Robin Lynn sponsoring
videos
with Pastor Troy and West Music. Shelly Garrett getting it, cutting at the barbershop. Willie Brown, light-skinned Bobby Brown. Judge Joe Brown, T.Y. Warm Bomb, Baby Radio, No Say Radio.
Yo.
Turn on your internet, Vibes Live, what you get?
Chillin' with Robin Lynn,
she's about to make you win.
Call you out and bring you in.
Chillin' with the Mexican,
Yastuvo and Grandpa Gotcha.
Storm Talk 365 Bonita. Claire Bourne, she's a superwoman, Tina Hobson, a savvy pro. Patrice Jackson, mass media, Maven, Robin Lynn, Maven. Worldwide distribution.
Going
Zach Brown Corporation.
That's
Girl Outfitters. Club Booty. The Bad Brad Perkowitz. Run It Down Production.
Caper, Dark Star Records,
with that real slick money.
Auntie with that gummy.
Grandpa El Cello.
Sisters in Motion.
Turn on your internet, Vibes Live, what you get?
Chillin' with Robin Lynn,
she's about to make you win.
Call you out and bring you in.
Chillin' with the Mexican,
Yastuvo
and Grandpa Gotcha. Turn on your internet, Vibes Live, what you get?
Chillin' with Robin Lynn,
she's about to make you win.
Call you out and bring you in.
Chillin' with the Mexican,
Yastuvo
and Grandpa Gotcha.
Now that's what I'm talking about right there, you know what I'm saying? We done did that, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Mr. Clean Cut Man done did that. Hey, Yastuvo, you did alright, man.
Orale, what's your problem, Holmes? You can't be talking about me like that, eh? It hurts my feel dogs, eh? I'll talk to you later, Holmes, on the next one, VibesLive.com.
VibesLive.com. You've got the Vibes Live red carpet exclusives, and you've got your host Robin Lynn and comedian Edwin. Edwin, what's up, Edwin? Are you here?
How you doing, Robin Lynn? Maybe chilling out, hanging out with the Mexican. So you know how we do this. Let's not waste no time. We have a special guest, but let's bring on our guest on the red carpet. Hit it. Hey, all right, all the way, Vibe Live Radio, red carpet. Let me introduce you guys to our guest, better known as a fitness expert and also an author. Please welcome Miss Donna Richardson.
Yeah. Hello. Hi, everyone.
Welcome. How you doing, Miss Donna? How you doing?
I am good. How are you, Edwin? How are you, Robin?
We are doing great. So glad that you're here. Thank you for joining us today.
Robin, I got to say this before we go any further. Mm-hmm. Last year, about this time, there was a book signing event that Donna had opened up for Pat Smith. Okay. And I walked up in there, you know, so fresh, so clean in the lobby. When I have on white, I don't do nothing. But once I walked inside and Donna opened up, she was more of the warmer of the show, and the move that she had.
Yes.
I ain't never had nobody make me dance in my white coat. So never. When I'm dressed in white, my mind says just be still and just be so fresh, so clean.
Okay.
But that day, Donna, you made me dance.
You got down with me.
Yes. I mean, you were moving to the right and you were playing that old school music. I couldn't help it.
I was so happy to be the opening for you. Opening act for Edwin. So it was great. It's, you know, you party with a purpose. I just try to motivate and empower and educate women, kids, families, you know, just to do better. We gotta, you know, take better care of ourselves. It's about self-love and self-confidence and self-care and self-worth. So I get to spread the gospel of good health and wellness around the world.
Great. Could you tell the world, could you tell Vibe Life family, what made you become a fitness trainer? Could you explain that to us?
I just think it was a calling on my life to, you know, when I looked around to see so many loved ones dying and suffering from preventable illnesses, God placed a calling that said, look, not only help your family, but there's so many people out there struggling that you can help, you can save lives, transform lives, and I got started. And so, you know, with me being a motivational speaker and traveling the world, I realized that every time I came home, my greatest challenge wasn't overseas or in other cities. It was in my backyard. It was my family. So, you know, we all get to a point where you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I hit that wall and said, wait a minute, there has to be change. And it starts with my family. It starts with my community. It starts with my church. And once I got started, never looked back. And God is so good because he's just allowing me a greater platform to do good work, to help people to be healthier, mind, body, and spirit.
Wow, wow. Donald, you probably not know that Robin, she's a minister, okay? And I listened to her, and I know she has something to ask you according to calling God's work.
Yeah, it's, you know, it. God's gifts are for his, he gives us his gifts for his purpose and his will. And it's just, it's always amazing because a lot of us always miss that. And so how, were you in school or were you like a little girl and then you just had this dream to be a fitness or at what
point? Oh, no, because there wasn't even, think about it, back in the day, you didn't hear about health trainers, health fitness owners. So I grew up playing sports and got introduced to the health and fitness industry, and there were no people of color that I could look up to or who could mentor me because at that time, there wasn't anyone on TV. There wasn't African American in the top-rated video. So once I got the opportunity, which I created and worked my butt off, I was the first African American to be a trainer on the most popular video at the time, Buns of Steel. But now I got Buns of AARP, and it's all good. And then I went on to do a show on ESPN that came on after their Sports Center that was very popular, did that for many years. And then, you know, God just allowed me to continue to elevate and to let me be a beacon of light to help other people. And so from all the TV shows, whether it was ESPN or CNN, where I was with Today Show for many, many years, and then became a freelance correspondent, lifestyle expert, and then all the videos from Nike videos to ESPN to Beachbody videos, Sweat and Spirit, Body Gospel. I was just, you know, continuing to be a soldier out there, seeing that there was a need, there was a thirst for us to take better care of our temples, to exercise the right to take care. Because it comes down to us making better choices. And if we can make better choices about what we eat and about moving our bodies, then, you know, and the Bible says faith without work is dead. We can pray all day long to get rid of the cottage cheese thighs and the little muffin top, but you got to work it out. I'm going to pray with you, but you got to work it out, you know? So I just really love the work. I mean, it's using my time, my talent, and my treasures to empower others. And you know, what a blessing it has been, because it's a fun job. I you get to see where you have changed someone's life, that you have improved it, and that fires me up to get out there and reach more people, you know, and make a difference.
Now, I see that you deal with the inner, but I'm also seeing that you're dealing with the outer, too. You just launched the clothing line, young lady?
Yeah, you know, I've been, obviously, because I believe you got to work from the inside out.
Yes.
And what difference would it make if I help someone to have, you know, like, you know, they call them shotguns, muscles, you know, bicep curl, biceps, and you're looking very toned, and your abs, a little six-pack, but yet you've got an ugly spirit.
Okay.
So, in my opinion, it's important for us to make that integration happen between mind, body, and spirit. It's like you can't do one without the other. You could, but you're a little off balance. And so I just, you know, for all these years of helping people to live a more powerful, productive, and passionate life, God blessed me with a clothing line. And so it's still allowing me to combine fashion and wellness and empowerment to reach more women. Women in general, let's just keep it real, they spend more money on the exterior. We're going to buy more beauty products. We're going to buy a lot of clothes and purses and shoes, but we don't make that same time and investment into our health. So we can look good on the outside and be jacked up on the inside. So what good is that? So now I get to allow the fashion piece be like the sugar to get them to me. And then I can empower them and equip them with some life tools that says, hey, want you to work on yourself every day. This is about self-love and self-care. And even though I may be selling you a cute little dress, the bottom line is, Robin, the best outfit you'll ever wear is your self-confidence and self-worth.
Yes.
That's where I come in as, you know, your life coach and helping you to make better choices and better decisions about your life, about your health, about your emotional and mental well-being.
Yes. You know, Donna, a lot of women, you have been a positive influence in their lives. And I followed you for a minute, you know, and the people must understand, the women must understand that your gift that God ordained on you is anointed. When God positioned you around the world, people must recognize that the light comes on and they should be able to see Christ through you, not just hanging out. Oh, I'm taking pictures with Donna. Oh, she's magnificent.
Okay.
But when that event or that day or that night is over, you should be, they should be able to encourage themselves or take the encouragement that you've given them and go work in their ministry, or should be self-motivated, because that's what God does. He brings women empowerment for a reason. He brings different ministry around people for a reason. And I want to say I'm proud of you that you're doing God's work. I wasn't just following you, but I was being obedient, you know, because I've learned some things from you as well.
Well, thank you so much. And it, you know what, right now, even being out on the road and doing the trunk shows and the fashion shows, you know, it's not just coming to sip and shop. It really is doing God's work, because if I'm at a trunk show or at a fashion show, I'm most likely gathering women in a very positive and uplifting environment. The clothes become a backdrop, because I'm going to speak and I'm going to do prayer. And we're going to fellowship, and we're going to be in his presence and celebrate him everywhere I go and with anybody and everyone that I meet. That is really what the calling is about. I may even have a gospel singer at a trunk show or fashion show, but we're going to acknowledge him in all ways. And I don't have to sell you hard to buy a dress. If you buy it, fine. If you don't. But if I was able to bring someone to Christ, if I was able to help someone feel better about themselves, love themselves, if I was able to help someone have more confidence, I've done my job. The product will sell itself. So I've been a servant for over 25 years, and I love being out there serving people. I'm a people's person. I get fired up from the fact that I'm helping them. It's so interesting that for all these years, and even now, I'm more excited about helping people to be healthier and to be the most fabulous person they can be than sometimes they're excited about themselves. Yeah. You know, like, how can I be more excited about you than you are about yourself? Now, let's talk about this. But people, it truly is a blessing.
Yes. A lot of people don't realize you just came back from Paris on a marathon.
Well, I always, you know, even in my work, I ask people to set goals, have a vision. What is your destiny? What are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to give back to humanity? And every year I challenge myself with doing something, but it always has to tie into giving back. So this year I challenged myself to run in the Paris Marathon. I run, but I don't run no 26.2 miles. So I had walked in half marathons, but I'd never done a full marathon. So I challenged myself. I trained for 5 months. I worked with the Suicide Crisis Center of Dallas, have raised lots of money for them to not just raise awareness, but to raise funds, because that's one of those topics of that we keep underneath the rug. We don't want to talk about it, but there's so many young people now committing suicide. Yes. So we've got to be more educated about it. We've got to have more resources out there that are, you know, teaching us as a family how to deal with that subject matter, and then how to deal with, it's not just about the awareness, but we do need to give back so that there can be more funding to help people who have experienced a loss of a loved one from suicide. So I went over, and right before I left, 3 weeks out, I got an injury, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. But he's a healing God, and I'm a witness. And the doctor told me, look, you're going to have to rest up or you're not going to be able to run the race. So for 3 weeks, no running. Ice and heat, vitamin D, no high heels. I get to the race, and I'm like, it's you and me, God. And I had no problems with my shin splint or my foot problem. And it was just beautiful. 57,000 people running through the streets of Paris. It was amazing.
Wow.
So what I decided to do, Robin and Edwin, I was there with three other people. And I could have ran with a friend who took off, just left me. But it allowed me then to say, you know what? I'm going to be in the moment. I'm going to enjoy the experience. So I journaled it. Yeah. There were bands from all over the world. I would videotape them. I would get up and sing and dance, and then I'd run on, and then I would meet people from all over the world. It was Charlie from Manchester. It was Robin from San Diego. It was John from Poland. I'm taking pictures. I'm interviewing, all in the middle of running a race. And so, yes, it was very taxing because, you know, when you're midway through, you're like, okay, my music's died out. What am I going to do, God? Am I going to sing? Because I can't sing. Okay.
But I
met two other women, and we made a pact. We start right in the middle of the race. We prayed to God and said we're going to cross this finish line together, and we did by the grace of God. It was so beautiful. So, yes, it's important for us to set those goals and accomplish them and then move on to the next one, because it helps you to grow and evolve every time I'm doing something like that, from climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, being, you know, right after we climbed, we did missionary work for 5 days in the bushes with orphanages. Yeah. We were able to raise funds to give them their school uniforms, food, soccer balls, school supplies. So I am very humble, and I know what it's like not to have. I know what it's like to struggle. I know what it's like to have a car repossessed. I know what it's like to be heartbroken. I mean, I've experienced the same challenges as everyone else, but I still am, you know, I'm not the victim. I'm the victor.
There you go.
And I just think God is leading me and allowing that light to shine no matter who I touch, no matter where I go.
That's it. We always ask our guests the biggest trial and tribulation that they overcome. Could you share that with us that made you become who you are today or better?
Wow. I would have to say there's so many. I would have to say there's so many challenges and experiences that have helped me and is continuing to help me grow and evolve into the woman that God is creating me to be. But I would say one of the biggest challenges physically I had was obviously climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, 7 days up, 2 days down. You have absolutely nothing. It is out in the wilderness. You're sleeping on the ground, in a tent, animals, everything, you know, and things don't go the way they should. I mean, I had definitely a few problems, but I remember, you know, when we got to 17,000 feet, you're looking and the clouds are below you, Edwin. It was unbelievable. I mean, and just the idea that you get to the top, you can't even stay there that long to celebrate because there's not enough oxygen. So you take your picture, you go back down, and hopefully after 9 days, that was the best daggone shower I've ever had in my life. I was so happy to see water. Wow. I will say that journey taught me a lot about myself. It taught me how you have to really be strong and rely on that inner voice, that inner strength to get you to overcome whatever obstacle or challenge you have in your life. So that definitely challenged me, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. The one that challenged me probably the most in all categories was my divorce. Okay. Divorce is not pretty. You know, after it, I felt degraded, disrespected. I had a lot of fear of being out on my own after 15 years together. I felt like that movie, Dead Man Walking, I felt like I was a dead woman walking. Was broken. I remember just sometimes being on the floor in the fetal position, just crying out to God, what am I going to do? But he's a healing God. He's an awesome God. And he taught me the grace to forgive, not just myself, but to my husband as well. Because if you can't forgive, you can't let go and move on. And so I was able to every day practice the grace of forgiveness and not walk away being bitter, not walking away being resentful. It was just that where God was taking us, we could not go there together.
That's it.
And so we have a beautiful family, kids, grandkids, all of that, and we're still family. Yes. So the kids, you have to make them a priority and put them first. And then you just move on, because if you don't, you're giving that person too much power. So you got to remember, your past, no matter what's happened in it, does not determine your destiny.
Wow.
Your circumstances don't define who you are. It's just, you know, I'm going to go there because it's so important that you know God for yourself. Because we can't do nothing without him. Nothing. I don't have a bucket list. My list is called It's Possible. Because all things are possible through God. Amen?
Right. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Yes.
Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Uh-huh. Through Christ, I can do all things.
Before we let you go, I know you did the book.
The Witness to Fitness book, the Donna Richardson clothing line. Go to DonnaRichardson.com. And we got our spring collection coming next month. So you know, I'm just trying to help the young ladies and women out, you know.
Great,
I want you to feel good and be healthy on the inside and feel good and look good on the outside. It's clothing with confidence.
I want you to remember this. This is your new home. Anytime you want us to get the word out, promoting, marketing, I don't care what it is. This is your new home, and we'll make sure that the word and the news get out for you.
Wonderful. Thank you guys so much for the love and the support, Edwin. You know, you just make a connection and a bond, and it really is about that, us supporting each other so that we all can move forward and be successful. I really appreciate you opening up, not only just through social media, but being on the show. And I want to let you know I will continue to support any of your endeavors. And it was just beautiful to have met you then and just to see the good work that you're doing and the lives that you're touching. So I just want to say God bless you. May he continue to shower you with his sweet blessings. And anywhere and everywhere you go, you are making someone's life sweeter.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I feel like I'm about to cry, but thank you.
Oh! All right, come on, let's hold hands, Robin and Esther. Let's do a little hug. Group hug here.
Once again, thank you, Donna, for tuning in and being a guest on the red carpet. Donna.
Thank you. And y'all can all reach me through social media. I am Donna Richardson. I am Dynamite. You know, I post up every day, spiritual, mental, physical, all kinds of inspiration, because we all need it, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it, and I'll hopefully be back on with you. How about that?
Oh, yeah. This is your new home. Anytime. Yeah.
Wonderful. Anytime. Wonderful. Well, thank you, guys. Have an awesome day.
Okay, you too. We will. Thank you.
Oh. Ciao.
Bye-bye. Edwin, can we
keep her? Phenomenal.
Can we keep her, Edwin? Please. She's such a beautiful spirit. I just
what we're going to do
her. Yes?
Is take a commercial break. And what I want everybody to keep in mind, stay with us. We'll be right back. Here we go. Hit it.
Come on, girl.
Hey, babe, we're about to go to the grocery store, okay?
All right, babe.
And we'll be back.
All right, babe. Y'all be good now.
Bye, baby. Don't do nothing crazy either.
Coming home no more. Take it easy. I want to be there to be with my side.
back on.
All right.
Wow.
Now, I know everybody trying to figure out why that song was played.
Okay.
To all you players who think they are really players, it's time to come to the end. So tell your side piece to get out your car and go home and take your butt home and get it right.
Uh-huh.
Robin Lynn, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm feeling inspired, all warm and fuzzy up here. We just spoke with Miss Donna Richardson, and she's out there doing the work of an evangelist. That's all I got to say about that.
I enjoyed that, and I want the world to understand that she is amazing and anointed on the inside doing God's work.
Yeah.
But we got something real special for everybody. Mm-hmm. Uncle Ben is going to do his little DJ mix. Hey, how you doing? Uncle Ben. Y'all ready for Uncle Ben? How you doing, Robert Lamb,
Mike Ben? How you been doing, Uncle Ben?
Mic check. I got my wristbands on.
Oh, Lord.
Got my little hoodie on. I'm ready to do my thing.
Wait a minute. What you fixing ready to do? Just, I heard you say hit it. So, all right.
I'm going to do my thing. Okay. Don't interrupt me, Uncle Ben. DJ, Uncle Ben.
Okay.
Get out the way, because I got my wristbands on and my hoodie. Mic check. Yeah.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that rock and me.
My team.
But had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Just me and my horsey in a quart of beer. Riding across the land, kicking up sand. Sharing slashes on my tail because I'm in demand. One lonely B-C-I-B, all by myself without nobody. The sun is beating down on my baseball hat. The air is getting hot, the beer is getting fat.
My beer, walk through concert doors and roam all over Coliseum floors. I stepped on stage at Live Aid, all the people gave and the poor guy played. And out of speakers, I did speak. I wore my sneakers, but I'm not a sneak. My beer is the sand of a foreign land.
Get it, Uncle Ben.
Get it, boy. Get Uncle Ben. Yeah, boy, Uncle Ben, get it.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool.
Hanging out with Robin Lynn Mason.
Welcome to Atlanta. Hammers and bones, back to the mackin' and the clothes. Adolescents packing a knock on the door.
Who is it?
I would happen to know the one with the flow.
Who did it?
It was me, I suppose. JD in the rolls and looters in the cut supreme. Skating down old Nat, tucked and lean. As a matter of fact, I your team. No blood on the sneaks, gotta keep it so my.
Uncle Ben, it's my first party. Get it.
Young Moolah, baby.
You thought it was over.
I wasn't born last night. I know these names ain't right, but you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes, she be mine by halftime. Ooh, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman Jr. and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did everything but trust these.
You see me from forever.
Winner, it's the road, you. And your nigga can't do nothing for you. These girls ain't loyal.
Get it, boy.
These girls ain't loyal. Yeah, yeah. See, just got rich. Took a broken. I can make a broken rich, but I don't broke. I know your girl wanna lay with me. I took it to the bay with me. Fucking white girls like Lady Gaga. Rolling up that by Molly, I'm a rock star. She wanna do drugs, smoke, get drunk. She wanna see him in the trap. And I bet she love all the rappers. When I reach the room,
won't you, baby?
And you can't do nothing for it. Nothing, no.
These girls ain't loyal.
No, they ain't.
These girls ain't loyal. Yeah, yeah.
Latin girl with a big booty. She a bad bitch. Let's get to it.
We up in this club, bring me bottles. Another girl. You don't wanna be kissing your man. That's another girl. All this money in the air. I wanna see you dance.
Just got rich. Took a broken. I can make a broke rich, but I don't broke this.
When I reach the road, you want you, baby.
And your nigga can't do nothing for you. No, nothing, no.
These girls ain't loyal.
Oh, no.
These girls ain't loyal.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What's the rock in the system? Ain't no telling what I'm for, room all I just. That's what they be yelling, I'm a pin by blood. Not relation, I don't chase some, I replay some. Yeah. LVs, Hermes, no shake. Zay Lowe, man, they rotate. School me to the game, now I know my duty. Put her in the loader, she was riding in that hoodie. That got my own.
Alright, man, nigga, man. I ain't got time to say nothing to y'all. I'm out of here until next time. Bye. Hey, man, where you going, man?
Wait. Edwin, Uncle Ben got skills.
Yeah, he's just going to come in here.
Did you hear that?
And do his thing and then cut it off and walk out.
He said, Ricka, Ricka.
But you know what? Yeah. Before we go, we need to make a couple of announcements on Vibe Live. What's coming up.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go on a cruise to the Oil Entertainment Jazz and Comedy Cruise, the September 2017 going to Cozumel, Unicorn, Mexico, 5-day cruise. You can pay the deposit $150. Who you want to contact? Write this number down. Her name is Carlita Moore, 214-893-7464. That next deposit deadline, I believe May 20th. $150 deposit, get locked in. Also on that crew, my boy, my frat brother, D. Ellis, the comedian, will be performing. Also the jazz artist, very, very talented and gifted young man, Will Fortica. This is the Oil Entertainment Jazz and Comedy Crew, September 23rd. For more information, log on Oil Entertainment Jazz Comedy Crews on Facebook or log on oilentertainment.com, www.orrentertainment.com. Also, we have coming up Sunday, Gospel Explosion. Yes. Starting all day Sunday until 6 p.m. Eastern Time, then we'll tune in to Jazz with Jay. I'm sorry, at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Jazz with Jay. And of course, if you guys missed this past Tuesday, House Party Comedy, Vibe Live House Party Comedy Hour, was Earthquake next week, coming this Tuesday. Guess who would be? Chris Tucker. And next Wednesday is where Wind Down Wednesday with Robert and Maybin.
Yes.
And then next Thursday, our guest will be here, Atlanta own radio host, the Green Guy, Eric Moncrief. Yes. Anything, Robin, before we go?
I don't know, man. Answer me this, Edwin. Am I coming or am I going? Because I don't even know anymore. So much is happening over here at VibesLive.com, y'all. Log on at VibesLive.com. We've got 24/7 hours of music. We've got maintenance going on in the background here in the studio. And speaking of which, we want to let everyone know that we are right in the middle of some serious upgrades and renovations here at Vibes Live and Robert Lynch Productions. .com. That's about all I
can do. And one more time for the contact for the Old Entertainment Jazz Gospel Crew, 214-893-7464. That crew will take off, leaving Galveston, going through Cozumel, Mexico, September 23rd, count 5 days, back on the 28th. This is the Old Entertainment Jazz Comedy Crew. Yes, once again, that number is 214-893-7464. Carlita Moore. Until next time, I'm your host, comedian Edwin Douglas, and I guess that's Rob Lynn Maybin. Peace and may God bless you.
Keeping it live on Vibes Live.
That is-